before we start learning, I'd just like to mention that I'm usually in the Beis Medrash every morning, and people should feel comfortable to come over and talk to me on learning, or whatever other issues they want to talk about. And I live in the neighborhood, so please don't feel uncomfortable if you want to invite yourself over for a Shabbos meal. This Shabbos I'm going to be in Yeshiva, but other Shabbos, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. Okay, this year we're learning Gemara Brachas. The Masechta begins with the discussion of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. When is the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? And the Gemara says, Tana Hechikoi, the Tana is relating to the Pasuk and Chumash. That the Torah writes first Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and then Kriya Shema Shel Shachris B'shach B'chov Kumecha. So the Mishnah is going in order of the Pasuk. So just by way of introduction, we ought to discuss a little bit whether the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabanan. This is a dispute, a very strange machlokes amaroyim and daf chof aleph amar aleph. In the middle of about 25 lines down from the top, you have two dots, and then the Gemara starts a new topic, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. On the side, they have the girsa Amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was both a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, so sometimes he quotes things in the name of Rav, sometimes in the name of Shmuel. So this one, the Girsa on the side has the Rif and the Rush. Have the Girsa Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Sofik Kar Kriya Shema, Sofik Loi Kara, Enochayze VeKoyrei. Because Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon, and Sofik the Rabbanon the Kula. You're not mechuyev to be machmir makom Sofik. But Sofik Amar Emes V'Yatsa, Sofik Loi Amar. My timer, why? Kriya Shema derabanan, Emes v'yatzev is deraisa. What do you mean, Emes v'yatzev is deraisa? That's the din of Zechiras, it's yes, that's right. That we say it in Haggadah every year on Pesach night, and the Mishnah has it. Mantis, it says in Parshas Re'eh, we should bring the Korban Pesach every year, we should eat matzah mor, and Mantis, it says, Chorim Echayecha. And the Tanoim darshan from the word the kol, that it's marbe something in addition to kol yimecha yecha. So we pass from Allah yimecha yecha ayamim, kol yimecha yecha halelos. That there's a chivitz yitzias mitzrayim every day of the year by yom ubalaylo. So that's a din deraisa. That's learned that from a pasuk. So the person has a suffix, whether he mentioned emes v'yatziv or not, emes v'emuna. Bayom Balailo, so that's a Sveika deraisa luchumah. But Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara asked the Kashim, Masiv Rabbi Yosef, how can that be a din Rabbanan? It says in Pshach B'chov Kamech, with the Bartabom, it says you have to say Kriya Shema Bayom Balailo. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, he often disagrees with the Rebbe. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye answers the Taina, Ubedi Ritariksiv. When it says v'dibarta bam b'shach b'chov kamech, it means you should talk and learning. That's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but there's no mitzvah of Kriya Shema. There's no mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And then they skip about 10 lines, and the Gemara says v'Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan in Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel lived in Bavel. Rabbi Lazar lived in Eretz. Rabbi Lazar am Sofik Kar Kriya Shema Sofik Loi Kara Chayz V'Kari Kriya Shema. Why? Because he holds that Kriya Shema is deraisa. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Whether we have psukim, we have a pasuk in Chumash that says there's a mitzvah. Maratam osam, as b'neichem l'dababam, it says many times. Maratam osam, mishmaratam l'asosam. There is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah that says repeated many times in the Chumash. The question is whether there's a separate mitzvah of Kriya Shema or not. So that's the machlokes amarim. So the first amar, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, holds that there is no mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You don't have to say Shema v'Yom Shemaya. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When it says in Chumash, v'dibarta tabam shach b'cho, mitzvah of Talmud Torah, b'yom b'alayla. If you wouldn't have had this pasuk, v'dibarta tabam shach b'cho k'mecha, one would have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema can be fulfilled once a day, every day. Whenever you have a pasuk and it's unclear, whenever you have a mitzvah and it's unclear in the Chumash how often the mitzvah has to be fulfilled, so we sometimes assume that it's understood that it's once a day, every day. The Rambam understood that there's a mitzvah to daven once a day, every day, The Gemara says that tefillah is only the Rabbanon. We have certain so many kulas based on the assumption tefillah is only the Rabbanon. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah, tefillah, the fact that we daven 3 times a day, 4 times a day, 5 times a day on Yom Kippur, that's only with the Rabbanon. But once a day, that's Minat Torah. The Nusach HaTefillah is only with the Rabbanon. But that you have to daven once a day every day, that's their Raisa. The Rambam says it based on the Gemara, the first daven Tainis. Gemara says, Liavta b'chol l'bavchem, what is Avodah Shebelev? Avodah Shebelev is tefillah. So how does Rambam know that it's once a day every day? Maybe it's once a year, maybe it's once in a lifetime, maybe it's once a month. So the Mefarshim and the Rambam say, Stipula has this, others say like that. The Rambam got it from the Gemara. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third perek is discussing the mitzvah of duchening. So the Gemara says the Kohanim are only obligated to duchen when called upon. If the Tzibur doesn't ask him to duchen, he's not mechuyev to duchen. The meaning by the Ashkenazim is that we only call upon the Kohanim to duchen. We only ask of them to duchen on Yom Tov. It's a strange meaning, but that's the meaning by the Ashkenazim. They only ask him to duchen on Yom Tov. He's not mechuyev to duchen all year long. And even on Yom Tov, we only ask him to duchen by Musaf. Most places have doing. We only ask him to duchen on Musaf. In the days of the Mishnah, some people had minig now also in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen Shachris and Musaf. So duchening Shachris and Musaf, that's only midirabbanan. The Kavanah says, Menatari not mukhif to duchen twice in the same day. If it's Shachris and Musaf, then midirabbanan you mukhif to duchen. And Shachris and Musaf, that's a takan of the Rabbanan. But let's say you're already duchened in one minion, and they ask the kain, there's another minion, it doesn't have a kain, can you please go over there after davening? He used to be over here, a Kohen, the Aguda minion, didn't have a Kohen. So they would always ask on Yom Tov, they would ask one of the Kohanim from Broyers, that after the davening is over, he should go over to the Aguda and duchen over there. So that you're not even mechuyev mid rabbanan, to duchen a second time in the same day, by a different minion. To duchen Shachris and Musav in the same minion, that mid rabbanan you're mechuyev. If they call upon you, then you're mechuyev mid rabbanan. But to duchen for a different minion, not even mechuyev mid rabbanan. That's why the Magen Avraham has a machlekes achrayinim. If a kohen does that, he duchen in one minyan, then he's going to do a favor and he's going to duchen in another minyan. Does he say a bracha? Shekadoshan b'kedushosu shalaron. He's not even mechuyev in the rabbanan to duchen a second time. Even though Ashkenazim follow the Rabbi Natam's opinion that women who volunteer to shake a lulav, or women volunteer to listen to tkiyas, women who volunteer to fulfill the mitzvah saseh shaz man groma, do recite a bracha. It could be that for a man would be mechuyev to shake a lulav. So a woman who's volunteering to shake a lulav, she's volunteering to do something that the men are mechuyev to do. Here the kohen is volunteering to do something that no one is mechuyev to do a second time in a day. So that's why the Magen Avraham has a machlokes whether a kohen does that, he duchens a second time in the same day for a different minyan, whether he says a bracha or not. Some hold that you don't say a bracha. So an achrein, Magen Avraham quotes an achrein in mitzvah machlokes. Some point out that Rishonim talk about the topic, and the only Rishon that talks about it is the Meiri, and the Meiri learns pshat in the Gemara that you do say a bracha. So the only Rishon that talks about it is the Meiri, interprets the Gemara saying a bracha, so that's the common practice is that they do say a bracha. The kind of duchens a second time on the same day for a different minyan, even though no one is b'chiv, even their abonah, no one's b'chiv to duchen a second time, that you do say a bracha. But I'll call upon him, the Gemara says like that. That the Kohanim are only mechuyev to duchen when called upon once a day every day, not mechuyev to duchen a second time. Why? The Gemara seems to have understood that whenever there's a mitzvah that's recorded in the Chumash and it's unclear how often the mitzvah has to be fulfilled, does it mean once in a lifetime? Does it mean once a year? Does it mean once a day? The Gemara seems to assume that it means once a day. How come we don't learn Parsha Zohar once a day every day? So that's what Chassam Sofer has a famous tshuva. He writes that the Shir Shikha, the Gemara says in Eilu Metzias, a person is misyayish from his property after a year goes by. Shir Shikha is Yud Beis Chodesh. So here it says, Zohar, Lois Ishkach, you shouldn't forget. So since the Shir Shikha is a year, so we say, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, he's not sure how often are you mechuyev to hear Parsha Zohar, once in a lifetime, or once every couple of years, and maybe once a year, every year, like the Chacham or Mesakein, to learn Parsha Zohar, the Shabbos before Purim. That part, the Shabbos before Purim, that's not Minat Torah. But maybe once a year, every year, maybe that is Minat Torah. You don't say it's once a day, every day, that you're not Mechuyev, because the Shir Shikha is Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay. But that's what the Stipel and others say. Where did the Rambam get his idea from, that the obligation to daven when Atar is once a day every day? He got it from this Gemara, that the obligation to duchen is once a day every day. So in Talmud Torah also there's an obligation to learn, so we would have said once a day every day. But now that you have the pasuk in Sefer Yoshua that says v'hogisa bo yom v'alayla, so that's not enough, once a day every day. Gemara says you have to have once a day every day and once a night every night. Even if it's a little uncomfortable, it's difficult. Let's say the shkia is 10:30 at night. They live in such a part of the world. The shkia is 11:30 at night. So still, he should strain himself a little bit, learn a little bit once a day every day, and once a night every night, every day and every night. So that's the machlokes here in the Gemara. So Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel obviously thinks that b'dibar tabam shach b'chov kamecha, hu b'dibar tarhu d'chsid. You don't need your pasuk and Yeshua to tell you that's once a day every day, once a night every night. That's what it says. You should learn a little bit every day and a little bit every night. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So then this should be listed as in the Minyan HaMitzvah, so the Moni HaMitzvah, this should be listed as one mitzvah, Talmud Torah by Yom HaBalayla. But we don't paskan like Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel. We paskan like Rabbi Lozer. The Safik Kar Kriyashma Safik Loi Kara Chozev Kar, because Kriyashma is Daraisa. So we assume that the two distinct mitzvahs. That's how the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. You can't have one mitzvah is Talmud Torah, and one mitzvah is to recite Kriyashma. Talmud Torah is to in Mavis Sedra every day, to learn Mishnah Yomis, to learn Daf Yomi, to learn Yerushalmi Yomi, whatever you want to learn. Learn whatever you want. Talmud Torah, you should learn a little bit by Yom, a little bit by Laila. That's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Then there's another mitzvah of Kabbalah Salmachu Shamayim, once a day every day and once a night every night. So that's why the Rambam counts them as two distinct mitzvahs, because we pass on like Rabbi Loza. If he would have accepted the view of Hamar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, so this pasuk, the Dibar Tabam Shach Baruch Kamecha, is identical with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is repeated many times in the Chumash. According to Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, here is another time that it's mentioned. The fact that's what the Rabbeinu Yoina has on that. Rabbeinu Yoina, the Shagasari, has an essay where he quotes this Rabbeinu Yoina and Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, that when Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel says that Kriyashma is the Rabbanan, he says what it means is that min HaTorah you mechuyev to learn something every day and something every night. So you can be Mavis Sedra, you do a little bit by Yom and a little bit by Laila Yotze. The fact that we insist that you have to say Shema b'Hayayim Shemaya, be mekabel al mach shemayim, to be mekabel al mitzvah, that part is mid rabbanan. I mean, I thought you can pick any parsha, you can pick any mishnayis, you can pick any daf yomi, you can pick anything you want to learn, Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbalpeh. It's only mid rabbanan that we insist that you have to say Shema b'Hayayim Shemayim. So according to Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, this is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And according to the way we pass on like Kabbalah, there are two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Talmud Torah, that's counted. To learn Torah a little bit by Yom, a little bit by Laila, that's one mitzvah. Agisa by Yom of Laila. And you need the Pasuk and Yeshua, because this Pasuk is not talking about Talmud Torah. And this is a separate Pasuk to be Mekabala Machu Shamayim by Yom of Laila, twice a day. That's what we assume, that are two different mitzvahs. Yeah, how do we pass on Halach and Amaisa? Do we assume, yeah?
How would a Pasuk and Yeshua create such a direct obligation of once a day, once a night?
I don't know. That's a very good question. Usually we assume divitam divikabala loyafina. You don't learn from Nevi Maksuvim to ascertain Pshat and Chumash. I don't know. That's a good kasha. That's a very good question. I don't know. Gotta think about that one. So how do we paskan halacha lemaisa? Should we assume that Kriyashma is daraisa, Kriyashma is darabban? So let's see, davening, the Gemara says, is only midirabbanan. The Rambam's opinion is that davening once a day, every day, that's minatur. But the fact that we daven, we already daven shachris. But the fact that you daven mincha and marv, that's already only midirabbanan. So the Gemara has a machloikis later in the Masechta regarding when is the zman of mincha and marv. So Rabbi Yudah's opinion is that the zman of mincha ends at plaga mincha, and the Zman of Marv begins right away after the Zman of Mincha ends. What is Plaga Mincha? So there's a Mistam, everybody knows, we reviewed, there's a Zman Mincha Gdoila and a Zman of Mincha Ktana. Mincha Gdoila is a half an hour after Chatzos. That's the earliest Zman to daven Mincha Gdoila. Yeah. The Mishnah Brura quotes a discussion. He raises an issue. This half hour that you have to wait, is that because you may make a mistake? But what if you know, let's say, all right, even if you have a precise clock, other people don't have a watch, other people don't have a clock, so they may make a mistake. But what if b'dieved, let's say, that's only a gzera, that you should not mincha within the first half hour. What if b'dieved, you went ahead and you did daven mincha, maybe you should say that you yotze b'dieved. Sometimes people, when they switch the clock, sometimes people might make a mistake. They're so used to davening at 12:30, so then they change the clock, so you're supposed to not daven before 1:30. Everything is a switch, so sometimes people make a mistake of daven within the first half hour, that when you're not supposed to daven. So the Mishnah Berurah isn't sure whether that's Ma'akeh B'dieved, the first half hour. That's Mincha G'dayla. Mincha G'dayla is half an hour after Chatzos. And the Mishnah Berurah has a diyun, he has a suffix, whether that half hour shows manios or it's 30 minutes. The reason for the half hour is the person may make a mistake. So the person is going to make a bigger mistake in the summertime and a smaller mistake in the wintertime. Lachari, make a mistake 30 minutes. But it's summer or winter, maybe it should always be 30 minutes. Or maybe no. Maybe all the shiurim and zman are based on shows manios. So you have to calculate the half hour. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should always go to chumr. Sometimes 30 minutes is more than a half an hour shows manios. And sometimes 30 minutes is less than half an hour shows manios. The Mishnah Berurah recommends you should always go to chumr. So that's Mincha Gedola. That's Mincha Gedola. The Pashtus in the Rambam is Mashma, and the yeshivas in Europe, they always used to daven Mincha Gedola because they wanted to have an afternoon seder for a few hours ritzufim without any hafsaka. That's a question. Was that right or not? Some poskim hold that it's not right lachatchila to daven Mincha Gedola. But if you daven Mincha Gedola, that's a simple Mashmos of the Rambam. But yeah, if you daven mincha gedola, you would be yotze. But lachatchila, you should really daven mincha ktana, corresponding to the time that they actually brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim and the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't bring it right away, half an hour after chatzos. But yeah, if they would bring it, then it would be good. But that's not the zman lachatchila. Yeah. So when is mincha ktana? So mincha ktana is mincha ktana is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. Let's say the end of the day is the Shkia. We'll have to talk about that also. The end of the day is the sunset. So 2.5 hours shows manias before that's the Mincha Ketana. So preferable is to daven Mincha Ketana. I think, and I remember when I was a little boy, my father, the Sefer came out, new Sefer came out, Tnuas HaMusar, all about the great Bali Musa. So my father enjoyed it very much. He told me I should read the Sefer also. So I remember reading and the Sefer about one of the big Bali Musar, Abzundel Salanta. That's the one Rabbi Sol Salanta picked up all the Hanhagas from Abzundel. So Abzundel learned in Valojin and he moved there. He saw the Sefer Yomav. So I think they write about him that he always used to daven Mincha Gedola. Always daven Mincha Gedola. He's afraid if he's going to wait to daven Mincha Ketana, he may die in between and he'll lose a chance to daven Mincha. So he always daven Mincha Gedola, and the day that he died in between his davening Mincha Gedola and when the tzibah davened the Mincha Ketana. So it turned out that it was a wise investment. Okay, that's one of the few things that I remember from the Tnuas HaMusar. Yeah. So Mincha Gedola is to daven Mincha in not before 2.5 hours before the Shkia. So if you divide the 2.5 hours in half, according to higher mathematics, so that's an hour and a quarter. So what's the significance of an hour and a quarter? That's called plaga mincha. So plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before the shkia. Mincha ketana is 2.5 hours before the shkia. Plaga mincha is 1.25 hours. Plag means you divide this mana mincha ketana. So what's the relevance of plaga mincha? So that's a machlokes Reb Yudah and the Chachamim. When is the sof zman mincha? So Reb Yudah's opinion is that the sof zman mincha is plaga mincha. We give you an hour and a quarter. A very small window of opportunity. You got to daven mincha in that hour and a quarter. You have more time to daven shachris. We give you only an hour and a quarter to daven. You should really not daven mincha before mincha time. You should finish davening mincha before an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. And after you're ready daven and finish davening mincha plaga mincha, then you can daven ma'ariv ready. After plaga mincha is ready, the zman of ma'ariv. Mishnah records a machloikas Reb Yudah and the Chachamim on Shachris and Musaf and Mincha and Ma'ariv, on all four. When is the Zman? When is the Zman of Shachris? So the Chachamim instituted the Zmanim of the Tfilas corresponding to the Zmanim of the Hakrovas HaKarbonis. So corresponding to the theoretical Zman of the Hakrovas HaKarbonis and corresponding to the actual Zman of the Hakrovas HaKarbonis. So the Aruch HaShulchan learns that that's the Machlekes of Yudin and HaChachamim. Theoretically, you can bring the Tomei Shel Bein HaBayim to Lishkiya. You can't bring a carbon after the Shkiya. You can't bring any carbonus that you need Shchita. You can't bring any carbonus Balayla. Nisach HaYayin, you can do Balayla. Haktoras Menchos Meniskeim, Afila Balayla. Certain carbonus you can do Balayla. But Shchita, carbonus that have to do with live animals, of Behemoth and Nefes, that you can't bring Balayla. Yom Tzavos Elahakavis Karbonayim. That's a passing in Parsha Shmini. Yom Tzavos Elahakavis Karbonayim. By Yom Velo Balayla. You can't bring any Karbonas Balayla. So the theoretical Zman of the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim is any time after Chatzos, half an hour after Chatzos. That's the Mishnah Berurah has that discussion. The first half hour after Chatzos, is that a real din deraisa that you can't bring the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim in the first half hour? Or no, maybe it's only Xer de Rabbanah, maybe Bidiyah, but it would be kosher. That's his discussion when he discusses what if by mistake a person davened Mincha in the first half hour. So he starts quoting Rashi and Psochim. Has a discussion of this, Rabbi Kevega. And the Rashi has a discussion whether the first half hour was just not to make a mistake, Xer de Rabbanah, or it's a real din deraisa. Okay, so in the Beis HaMikdash, let's say you can bring the Tom Shel Bein Abayim after half hour, after Chatzos, up until the Shkiyah. You can't bring after the Shkiyah. But when is the actual Zman? They never brought the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim, maybe once in 500 years. But we don't have recorded. The normal Zman was that they finished everything in the Beis HaMikdash by Plaga Mincha. So that's the Machlekes of Yudin Rabbanan. When the Chachamim instituted the Zman of Tfilos Mincha corresponding to the Zman of Akrobis Tamei Shel Bein Abayim, does it correspond to the theoretical Zman, or is it supposed to correspond to the actual Zman? So Buddha says they never brought the Tam Shel Bein Abayim after Plaga Mincha, so you can't daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha. And then Ma'ariv is a function of Mincha. Whenever the Zman Mincha is up, that's a Zman of Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is keneged haktoras emurim. In the Beis HaMikdash, they can be makted emurim all night long. So you can daven Ma'ariv all night long. Shachris also. Shachris, theoretically, you can bring the Tom Shel Shachar till any time till Chatzos. But Lamai said they didn't bring it so late. They always brought it early in the morning. By the time it came Dalet Shoras Bayom, 4 hours into the day, 1/3 of the day, they had already for sure. They already finished bringing it Tom Shel Shachar. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is since the actual Zman that they actually brought it in the morning, Tom Shel Shachar, was always before Dalet Shoras, so the Takana, the Dam Shachris, is you have to daven Shachris by Dalet Shoras. And Chacham say, no, it depends on the theoretical Zman. Theoretical Zman is up until Chatzos. Pashtus will have to see the Gemara. Pashtus, it could be the Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that the theoretical Zman of the Talmud Shel Shachar could be, they'll also agree it's up until Chatzos. But he holds that the Takana to daven Shachris, the corresponding, the Zman should correspond to the Zman of HaKrovas Talmud Shel Shachar, could be that he holds that depends on the actual Zman, not the theoretical Zman. The same thing with the Musaf. They never brought the Korban Musaf all day long. You bring the Musaf until Shkiyah, but they never brought the Musaf from late in the afternoon. They always brought the Musaf from by the end of Zayin Shoras. That's an hour after Chatzos. So Lachatchila, everyone agrees, by Shachris also, Lachatchila means the more correct Zman for davening Shachris is you should finish davening Shachris by Arba Shoras. But yet, if you didn't, so then we don't pass on like a Rabbi Yehuda, that you lost the opportunity. We pass on like the Chachamim. But yet, you can you can daven Shachris if the Dalet Shoras as well, because the Zman of Shachris corresponds to the theoretical Zman of the Talmud Shel Shachar. The same thing Musaf. L'chatchila, more correct is to daven Musaf before Zayin Shoras by Yom. On Yom Kippur, we don't finish Musaf before Zayin Shoras, but you have to at least begin Musaf. It's a din l'chatchila, not here. L'chatchila, you have to at least begin Musaf within Zayin Shoras before an hour after Chatzos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he didn't, he lost their opportunity. Far fall. because the Zman HaMusav is instituted corresponding to the actual Zman, the Poel Mamish, when they actually brought the Talmud, the Musafim. And the Chacham say no, that the Zman HaMusav, the Lechatchil, you should at least begin davening Musav within Zayin Shoes. But if you didn't, so the Zman HaMusav is all day long. So the Yoch HaShulchan, I think, writes like that. That's the fundamental machlokes of Yudin HaChachamim by all four. By Shachris, by Musa, by Mincha, and by Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is just the function of Mincha. Say by all three, by Shachris, by Musa, and by Mincha, whether the Zman corresponds to the theoretical Zman of the Karbonis, or it's supposed to correspond to the actual Zman of the Hakrovus HaKarbonis. So this is the machlokes of Yudin HaChachamim. When is the Zman of Mincha up, and when does Zman of Ma'ariv begin? Usually when you have a machlekes, so we usually say Yochev Rab Malachik Rab. Over here, the Gemara was so taken by Rav Yudah's opinion, so the Gemara says that Hashtad Alehit Mehilchus Aloikemar, we don't have a psak over here, whether the din is like Rav Yudah, like the Chacham. So the Gemara says they left it, even though it's Yochev Rab, they left it as if it's a machlekes, as if it's a Sofik Ashokol. And Sofik the Rabban of the Kula, so David Kemar Rabbit, David Kemar Rabbit. You can follow either opinion. Whenever you have a machlokes, you don't say you have a right to do whatever you please. You can't choose whichever opinion. Say Yochid Rab Malachik Rab. You don't follow the Yochid. But somehow over here, the Amoraim felt that Reb Yudah's opinion is so strong. I don't know why not by Shachris and why not by Musaf. I don't know, only by Mincha. By Mincha with the Ma'ariv. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's all interconnected. So why did they only pick it out by Mincha Ma'ariv? I don't know. But that's what the Gemara says. They gave you the option. We treat it as if it's a Sofik HaShulch, as if it's 50-50. In other cases, you don't say Sofik the Rabban HaLekula. You can't follow the Shita Zayochid. You have to follow the Rabban. But over here, somehow, they felt that Reb Yudah's argument by Mincha is so strong, so they treat it like a Sofik HaShulch. So the Gemara says, it's optional. The Ovid Kemar Ovid. So the Gemara says if a person chooses to, he can do like this all year long. Let him daven mincha, always daven, finish mincha before the plaga mincha. Then you can daven ma'ariv right after the plaga mincha. So when we assume like that, David k'mar rabid, David k'mar rabid, because davening is the rabbanon, and it's a sveika the rabbanon l'kula. We consider it a sveika the rabbanon l'kula. So what's the story with kriya shema also? And we're going to daven ma'ariv after the plaga mincha. Because Sofik the Rabban l'kula, so you're going to daf Ma'ariv with the Kriya Shema, with the Bracha, so you're just going to say the Shemana Esra. So that's on the first Taisvus, the first daf in the Masechta, that's Machlokes Taisvus in the Rosh. So Taisvus thinks, when the Gemara says, David Kemar Rabid, David Kemar Rabid, Taisvus quotes it over here. On Beis Amid Aleph, around 30 lines down, when it says "Lekamon Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph" in parentheses. So the Gemara, so Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and they probably said Kriya Shema with the Shemana Esrei as well. That's how Tosis writes the Losh. They probably said Kriya Shema with the Shemana Esrei. Where is that? I really forgot where the line is in Taisus. Where the second? This can wide line on the bottom. No, it's, I think it's before that somewhere. No, Taisus says when they dab Ma'ariv, they probably say Kriya Shema also. Where's that line in Taisus? I thought it was there. No, we'll get to that later. Okay, we'll have to read the Taisus again. The Taisus says like that. So the Rosh questions the argument of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh on the first daf says, who says? Just because Rabbi Yudah says you can daven Ma'ariv, who says that Rabbi Yudah would say that you can say here the Rosh on the first page in the Rosh on the top of the second column. So he quotes this from the Rabbeinu Tam. Then on top of the second column he says, who says? Just because they daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha doesn't mean that they said Kriya Shema with the brachas. Maybe they only said the Shemona Esrei. So the Rabbi Kiveger on Mishnayis quotes from the Pri Chodosh that you see that the Shita Sateisvis obviously is that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa, because the Gemara said on the Chavov on the Beis, David Kemarovit, because we don't have a psak over here. So we say Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula. So Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula is good on Dabani Mincha Marav and Nishmane. So, but what about Kriyashma? If Kriyashma is the Raisa, you can't say David Kemarovit, we leave it up to your choice. Do whatever you want. How can you say it like that? If Kriyashma is the Raisa, Sveka de Raisa Lechumen. You should go Lechumen. So obviously, the first thesis in the Mesichta is assuming that Kriyashma is love the Raisa. So the statement of the Gemara, David Kemarovit, not only goes on the Shemona Esrei of Myra, it goes on the Kriya Shema as well. Taisus in Saito also, we had the Mefarshim over here tell you, look in the Taisus in Saito, where they say the Farish like that. They think that we paskun la'locha, that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. Here it says, Taisus Saito, lamed beis on the beis. On the base on the base. Tosis has a lot of kashas there. So Shitas HaTosis seems to be that Kriya Shema is taka lav deraisa. Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. And the psukim in Chumash that say, Meshach b'chol k'mero goes, Ahu b'dir b'tero hu v'yachsid. That's the same as Vagisa b'yam v'aloylo.
Artus was here, doesn't say that though. Right, Artus was here, says explicitly that the reason that, right, the reason that we can do the Tarmas because we read the whole Tamat Kriya Shema starts earlier.
That's the re Bala Tosis answers. The Tosis gives two answers, but the Rabbeinu Tam that we daven, we say Kriya Shema earlier because David Kemarovid, and not only does that relate to the Shemona Esrei of Ma'ariv, it relates to the Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv as well. So David Kemarovid is based on the assumption that Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula. So Tosis is applying it also to the Kriya Shema. The Rabbeinu Tam is applying it. The re Bala Tosis, the other Bala Tosis are not happy with that. They argue, even if you say Sveka Rabban Lekula, but you can't do a Tarte Disasri. We do all the time Tarte Disasri. You dab Mincha up until the Shkia, then you dab Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKrochavim. So Mincha, you're following the Shitas Chachamim. And Ma'ariv, you're following Shitas Rabbi Yudah, that you could have dab Ma'ariv before you even began to dab Mincha. Could have dab Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. So that's what Tzeis is telling us. You can't say Sveka Rabban Lekula when you have a Tarte Disasri. Yeah, the Re gives a different explanation. You're correct. The Re Balata is not happy with the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rabbeinu Tam said that the justification of their practice was that David Kemarov, that's because Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula. So that's what Rabbi Kivega on the Mishnah is quotes the Pri Chodosh, that you see from the Rabbeinu Tam that he thought that we paskun la'alocha, that Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanu. And Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept that. We paskin like the Rambam, that Kriya Shema is the Raisa. And in Minyan HaMitzvahs, Sefer HaMitzvahs, we count them as two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Talmud Torah, Bayom HaBalayla, and one mitzvah is Kriya Shema Bayom HaBalayla. According to this opinion, that Kriya Shema is Lav Deraisa, the way the Rabbeinu Yonah said, means that the insistence on reciting Shema Bayom Shemaya is Lav Deraisa. I mean, the Torah can say whatever parsha you want. So then you're saying that B'shach B'chol K'mecha is just the same as saying talking and learning. L'marat Amosim is B'neichem. L'marat Amosim is Shmartam L'Asosim goes on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There aren't two different mitzvahs. So we don't really paskin like this, Rabbeinu Tam. We assume that Kriya Shema is the Raisa and the two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Talmud Torah and one mitzvah is Kabbalah Salmachu Shamayim. Yeah.
Is the reason arguing Rabbeinu Tam about this, or
is
he just modifying
Rabbeinu Tam? No, he's arguing with Rabbeinu Tam. He argues that it's tied to the Sasri. He says you can't say it's based on Rabbi Yehuda. It's tied to the Sasa. He says no, it's based on the fact that Gemara and based on the base quotes so many different opinions. When is this man Kriya Shema? So whenever you have halacha that's a little unclear, so we look at what the minhag olam is. So the minhag olam is that they used to dav marib before Tzeis HaKoron. So he says we follow one of these tanoim over here. But we're not following this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that you can say Kriya Shema after plug a mincha. That he says that would be a tata disaster. But we David mincha after the plug a mincha. So how can you say yeah, it's a Kriya Shema right away?
So for tefillah, the re would allow tata disaster. In tefillah, the re would agree though.
I don't think so. By suffik the rabbanon lekula, you wouldn't allow a tata disaster. By avelus. There's a Ran in the beginning of Ksubas in the first paragraph of Ksubas, he quotes a Ramban. The Ramban says that by Avelis he would say, Halochi de Ramekel, even a Tarte de Sasri. Sofak Avelis Lekula, even a Tarte de Sasri. Because Sofak Avelis Lekula is not based on the fact that Avelis is the Rabban. The Ramban has a Sefer Torah Sa'odam. Ramban was a doctor, so he wrote a whole Sefer Torah Sa'odam about when the babies are born, how you treat them on Shabbos. Whether you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, then when a person gets sick, when are the doctors permitted to treat, when are they not permitted to treat, when it's Mechal Nabish Dech HaShabbos, once the Dinim Mechal Hashem is HaKon, he has all the Dinim. Then he says when a person is holding by the end, so he talks about Ripping Kriya, when a person dies, and all the Vilchas Havelis, and once he talks about Havelis, he talks about Tisha B'Av. That's all Sefer, Torah Sa'odam of the Ramban. So the... The Ran on the Rif in the beginning of Ksubas quotes from the Ramban that the Ramban explains a certain din that in Hilchas the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odam quotes a Tosfos in Erevin. There's one daf in Erevin. The Gemara says whenever there's machlokes, these two Tanami pass like this. These two Amoraim pass like this. A whole daf involved or something. It goes on and on and on. So on that daf, Tosfos quotes the Tshuvas Hagoyim. And the Ramban in Torah Sa'odam quotes this. Tosfos and Erevin quotes the Tshuvas Hagoyim. Then even if one would hold that Avelus is their Isa, the Shitas Hagoyim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is their Isa. And the Sfardim follow that opinion because the Mechaber Paskins like that. There are more Paskins for Ashkenazim that all Avelus is only the Rabbanon, Afilo Avelus Yom Rishon is only the Rabbanon. And the Sfardim follow the Mechaber that Avelus Yom Rishon of the Shiva is their Isa. So Tosfos quotes the Tshuvas Hagoyim. That Sofik Avelis Lekula, even if Avelis is Deraisa. It's a different din. It's not based on Sofik Drabban Lekula. It's stronger than Sofik Drabban Lekula. So that's why the Ran quotes its Ramban that Sofik Avelis Lekula even applies when you have a Tarte Desasri. But by a normal din de Rabbanan that you say Sofik Drabban Lekula, you can't be Mekal Tarte Desasri. That's what Tosfos says here. That's the Pashtas. You can't be Mekal Tarte Desasri. Avelis is a different din. The Ran quotes the Ramban, he talks about, let's say, someone died on Yontif and the Kfur takes place on the Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, let's say Shavuos, second day Shavuos, or the last day Pesach, or last day Sukkot, the very last day of Yontif. So the Gaonim say that one doesn't observe Avelus on the last day of Yontov, let's say the second day of Yontov, you don't observe Avelus, but the Shiva is over, counting the last day of Yontov as if that had been the first day of Shiva. So what is that all about? But the person didn't observe Shiva on the last day of Yontov. So he says, because Yontov Shenish of Golis is a Sveka Diyonim. So you go Lekula in both directions. So you go Lekula, one doesn't observe Avelus on the last day, you go Lekula, you treat it as if you did observe, as if you were Mechuyev to observe. Mamash Atayta Nisasri, people usually observe Shiva for 6.5 days. When it comes the morning of the 7th day, then they call it quits. They say Mitzvah Siyam Kukula, they call it quits. So the person who is the relatives of the person who is buried on the last day Yontif, on Yontif Shenishol, the last day Yontif, not the second day Pesach or the second day Sukkot, the 8th day Pesach or the 9th day of Sukkot. So we go Lekul in both directions. We don't observe Avelus on the last day Yontif, because maybe it is Yontif, Sveka the Yontif, and then we end the Avelus. We only observe 5.5 days, not 6.5 days. You only serve 5.5 days. Mamish Atayta Desasri, because Sofik Avelus Lehokil is stronger than then Safik Darabban Lakula. Even if Avelis were their Isa, this is quotes of Chivas Hagan, they still go Lahopalit. It's a separate pasuk. Learned that from a separate pasuk, a separate din. That you go Lahokal even tied to the Sasa. But the Rabbi Natam applies it over here by davening, that's the Pella. By Safik Darabban Lakula, you can't say by tied to the Sasa. Man of Shach, one is right and one is wrong. Yet, so Nachum also, there's an institution of Kriyashma. And we assume Kriyashma is their Isa. The Balei HaTosis seem to have assumed otherwise. Rabbi Natam and the Tosis in, where is it? In Saita Lamebeis Amebeis, Tosis says that they assume Kriyashma is Lav their Isa. Tosis has difficulty. How can you assume, like Omer Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel, on the Avchaf Aleph and Aleph, that Kriyashma is Lav their Isa? The Tanoi made so many diyukim in the Pasuk, Shma Hashma Liyoznecha. V'hoyu shall ikra l'mafreya and adkan kavana saleiv, how much you need kavana, how much you don't need kavana. How can you say that everything is all that asmachta? So many psukim. Well, once in a while you have an asmachta, one pasuk. But every other word in Kriyashma, they made an asmachta for this mitzvah of Kriyashma. How can it be? It's very strange. So all of those drushes seem to indicate that it's a real din d'oraisa, that you have to say daf kishma v'yoyim shemayim. But Tosis holds that we really shouldn't pass like that. We should pass on that the Kriyashma is lav der Reis. Nachamal.
Rabbi, we also see in that passage the Shanta Ruvana and the Rav Tavon.
Yeah.
The Yishin that talks about Talmud Torah.
Yeah. So, it certainly does talk about Pshut Hashem Mikra is certainly talking about Talmud Torah, that's for sure. But somehow the Chachamim held a tradition that in addition to the Pshut Hashem Mikra that is talking about Talmud Torah. Absolutely, it is. It's also talking about Kriyashma. Wow. Pshut Hashem
Mikra is talking about the whole Torah. I mean,
You should learn. You should learn Torah whenever you have free chance. You should learn Torah. And in addition to that, so the Tanoim said, they saw over here either Asmachta or a real Din Deraisa. We assume it's a real Din Deraisa. You have to have Kabbalah on Machash Shemayim, not just to learn Sukkah, Eridin, Yivamis, whatever you want to learn. No, you got to say Tavke, Shema v'yom Shema, to be Mekabbalah on Machash Shemayim every day by Yom HaBalayla. Yeah. The Rambam wrote a Sefer on Mitzvahs, and he doesn't quote that mitzvah that we mentioned before. The Rambam doesn't count that mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. See, Yetzias Mitzrayim, you got it to the Mincha, that he does count. That on Pesach night you have to recite the Haggadah, that the Rambam does count in the Minyan mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, the Rambam does not count. So the Tzlach, later on in the Masechta, the Nadiv Yehuda has a sefer on Brachas. That's called Tziyun, the Nefesh Chaya. Has nothing to do with Zionism. Tziyun, the Nefesh Chaya. Who is Chaya? Was his mother? And his mother died. Mother's name was Chaya. So he wanted to memorialize his mother, so he wrote the Tzlach. So the Tzlach raises the issue. How come the Rambam didn't count this in the Minyan Mitzvahs? So the simple answer perhaps is that it's not really Pshut Hashem Mikra. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's only going to include, he has the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah has the 14 klolim, the 14 shoroshim, the 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the minyan mitzvahs or not. So the first guiding principle is you only count mitzvahs deraisa, you don't count mitzvahs derabbanan. Then the second principle is you only count mitzvahs that if the pshuto shel mikra, if it's only a drasha of the Torah shebaal peh, you can't include it, because the Rambam's opinion is that in every generation, the Bezdin Shebechol Dorodor had the right to be Mechadish Adrosha based on the rules of the Midrash HaTorah and Adreshes Ben, and even had the right to disagree with earlier generations. They can make up whatever they want based on the Midrash HaTorah and Adreshes Ben. The Rambam has in the Hagdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, it's in the back of Brachas, has a long essay where he divides, he talks about what's included in Mishnayis is Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rambam discusses what's included in Torah Shebaal Peh. So he says, we have all the halachas l'Moshe Mesinai, that tefillin have to be square and tefillin has to be black, that there's no way in the world to figure that out by reading in between the lines. That's purely halach l'Moshe Mesinai. That's what the Mishnah at the end of the first paragraph in Chagiga refers to that as the Mishnah there speaks about Hatoras Nedarim. There's Hafaras Nedarim, that a father could be Mefen Didrei Bito, And the Hazim can be made for Nidre Ishta, that's Hafara, and then there's Hator, that a Bezin can convene, and they'll, if the Bala Neder asks them that he wants Hatars and Darms on the certain conditions, they have the right to be Mataneder. So Hatars and Darms doesn't say in Chumash anywhere. So there's a whole Machlekes Hatanam, how do you know that it exists? So the Mishnah is of the opinion, Hetan and Darm Perchim Bavir, Vein Laim Amesha Yismochu. There's no way, the Mishnah holds that there's no way to eat it in between the lines, purely Halachal Moshe Sinai. Porchem Boavir means it's transmitted orally from generation to generation. Mamish Dorosh HaBalpeh, like the words. When you talk, so the words pass the sound waves, move in the air. So they're sound waves, but there's no Torah Shebichzav. Then the Gemara quotes Tanoim there, the end of the first Perchem Chagiga, who disagree. They say, Yesh Lama Meshe Yismocha. No, it's not true. It's a drosha from the Torah HaBalpeh. So different Tanoim and Amoraim give different suggestions of different drushes. Maybe it is from the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam writes in his Hakdamah to the Midrash HaMishnayos, he says that there are five different parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. So one is Halachal Moshe Misinai, that's Ein Lahem Al Meshi Yismochu, no way to figure it out by reading in between the lines. Then he says sometimes you have Pirushim HaMukubadim Moshe Misinai, we have traditions that this word, let's say they're pre-Eitzad, that means an Esrog, there's no way really to figure it out. You have a tradition. That's what the word means. Ayin tachasayin means moment. It's not to be taken literally. In every language, there are certain quirks of the language. There are certain expressions that this is what it means. Take it or leave it. That's it. It's not that there's a machlekes about it. That's what the phrase, in English language also, every language that you have certain expressions, that you have to know the language. If you're a foreigner and you just picked up the language by reading a dictionary, you're not going to know these expressions. I remember years ago there used to be a movie about the Second World War. I was a little boy, I remember seeing that movie, that the Germans would break the code of the American, when the American army would send messages to the soldiers in Europe fighting the war during the Second World War. So the Germans were able to break the code all the time. So they had to figure out a code that they wouldn't be able to break. So they used, maybe it's only a Bubba Mice, maybe it's only for the movie purposes. So at one time, state in the movie, and up in a movie, that they used as the code English American expressions that the Germans would never heard of. Like, they wanted to say that it's snowing somewhere. So there's an English and American expression, the Great White Way. So they said, the Great Way, the Great Three Dots Way. So the Germans would know what the missing word is. They knew English from a dictionary, they didn't know English in the usage. So the code was that they used expressions. So that's what the Rambam calls Pirushim HaMukubalim L'Moshe Misinai. We have certain expressions in Chumash. The tradition has it that that's what the word means. Sure, that's what the Pirush HaMil is. Pre-Eitzoder does mean, it means an esrog. No two ways about it. Sure. Same thing, Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh. Someone told us, I think Rabbi Ezra Schwartz told us, when he was a teenager, he was traveling in Scandinavia, I think, with his parents, and they were on a tour together with Christians, and then all the Jewish people daven shacharis one morning, and the Christians never saw this before. They never saw tefillin before. So the galach was asking whoever looked like a rabbi from the whole group, whoever had a beard, so he looked like a rabbi. So they asked him, "What is that all about?" So the rabbi said, "Do you have a Bible?" So he showed him in the Bible where it says that Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh. They never thought that, they never heard of it. They never thought that that's what it meant. Voshib Shatah said, Shat Melos Ha'edach, Vahayat Tatavis Bein Enecha. You should think about learning. Tatavis Bein Enecha is a melitza. Means you should think of learning. Shat Melos Ha'edach. You should always have the Torah with you. They didn't think that it meant. These are Pirushim Ham Kobolim, Moshe Messina. That this means Tefillin Shel Yad, that means Tefillin Shel Rosh. So the Rambam writes that there are different parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. So some are Pirushim HaMukubalim Moshe Misinai. This is what the word means, that's all. Then sometimes you have Halachal Moshe Misinai, that the tefillin have to be black and the tefillin have to be square. There's no way to figure it out in between the lines, and it's not what the words mean. That's real Torah Shabbat Peh. That's Parchem Boavir, just transmitted orally. And then the bulk of the Torah Shabbat Peh are the dinim that the Chachamim derived by reading in between the lines, klal prati klal, and so on, from the yud gemilut shatara nidrash esman. Those are the three parts of Torah Shabbat Peh. Then the Rambam says the number four and five, the fourth and the fifth parts of Torah Shabbat Peh are the gzeres derabbanan and the takanas derabbanan. The Rambam says they also blend in to become a chelik of the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's probably why we have a din. We're soon going to discuss. That's why we have a din that called the tikkun rabbanan kain deraisa tikkun. When the chachamim introduce a takana derabbanan, has to be patterned after dinam deraisa. You have to building blocks of dinam derabbanan. You have to use concepts that exist on the level of deraisa, because you want the dinam derabbanan to blend in to become an integral part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So you have to use kain deraisa. You have to use klolim deraisa. You can't just invent a din derabbanan yeshmei. So there, the Rambam, when he says the five categories, so the Rambam talks about the dinim that are derived based on the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and the Drash and Spence. He quotes the opinion of the Gaonim that the Chachamim in the later generations didn't have the right to read the Psukim and to Darshan dinim. Every single din was given to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai. Many midrashim sound like it says like that. Kol Masha Talmud Vasa Grasa V'chanish Nemelol Moshe Misinai. So what are the midrash alternative rashis them all about? So the Gaidim are of the opinion that's just to be able to check yourself to make sure that you didn't forget the tradition. So if you have a klal of prata klal and it corresponds to what the tradition is, then that shows that the tradition is correct. But you cannot invent a new din based on Midrash Tater and Dereshit. Every single din has to have been given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam disagrees very strongly with the Goinim. Rambam says that that's scandalous. If you say like that. Every page in the Gemara is full of machloikis. Tanoim and Amorim, everything is machloikis. I mean, they forgot 95% of the Torah. Every time there's a machloikis, it means that the din was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and they forgot it. So the most precious thing that we have is the Torah. And we forgot 95% of it. How can it be? So the Rambam says that's not true. Whatever was given to Moshe Rabbeinu was never forgotten. You never have a machlokes on a halacha Moshe Mitzina. And all the machlokes in the Gemara are all because the Chachamim did have the right to be mechadish on their own. They had the right to use the Midrash Atar and the Drash Hashem to darshan dinam deraisa even in later generations. So that's why the Rambam, there's a big machlokes. Gratz wrote a book on Jewish history, but he was an apikeres. So he writes that the Beisham and Bisil invented the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. There never was any Torah Shebaal Peh. So he had learned in Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch's yeshiva, if you can call it that. It wasn't really a yeshiva. So he learned by him. So Rabbi Hirsch is very upset why his Talmud was Yetzir the Tarbis Ra, why he writes such apikeres that the rabbis invented the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. So Gratz said they invented everything. So Rabbi Hirsch, when he has his attack against Gratz, so he says, they never invented anything. And he goes back to the Shitas HaGoinim. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. And all the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Hashem, he goes like all the Midrash HaTorah, just in order to make sure that your tradition is correct, that you didn't make a mistake, that your memory is not faulty, that we have... And all the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Hashem is just to support that your tradition is correct. You have no right to invent a new din. So it's usually not assumed. We don't assume like Gratz. He didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh Hashemayim. But we don't really assume like Rabbi Hirsch either. He's assuming like the Shita Sagan. We assume like the Rambam. That's what usually assumed, like the Rambam. That the Beis Din in every generation has the right to use the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashemayim to come up with a new din. And there's even a machlokes achrayim, whether this new din that the Beis Din comes up with, do we say this din only applies mikan al haba? It doesn't apply retroactively. They say no. They came up with a new din, so it's a glory milsom mafir. This was always a din since the days of Mishnah Torah. So that's a machlokes halacha lemaisa. In achrayim, the Chido wrote many, many svarim. So the Chido is something like 83 svarim, or something like that. So he has a separate sefer on Megillas Rus. That's called Simchas HaRegel. So he talks about this. When he talks about Amoni v'loy Amonis, Mayavi v'loy Mayav, Zrus HaMavia was permitted to marry Yeboaz because we darshan Mayavi v'loy Mayavia. So he quotes a machlokes HaRishayim. Was that a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim? Was that the drasha that they worked out from the Psukim? And then on the assumption that this was a drasha that the Chachamim worked out from the Psukim, so he quotes a machlokes HaRishayim. Did the din only apply Mikana l'Habo? From the time they darshaned it, or should we say no? Once they darshaned it, so it's a glory Muslim affair. This was always a din since the days of Matan Torah. So this is all within the Rambam on the assumption, like the Rambam, that Torah Shebaal Peh, the Chachamim in every generation, have the right to darshan the psukim the way they understand. They have to have a hekif, they have to have a yediyah of kol ha-Torah kula, then they have the right to darshan psukim to come up with new dinim derais. So that's why the Rambam L'shitasoi writes, when he has the 14 klalim in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvah, so first klal is you only include mitzvahs derais, and the second klal you don't include drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Because what are you going to have? In one generation, have 613 mitzvahs all worked out. Then the Bez of the next generation are going to come up with a new mitzvah deraisa based on a drasha from a pasuk. So there are only 613 mitzvahs. They have to throw out something that was counted earlier. Then the next generation and the next Bez is going to come up with another din deraisa. Invent a new din deraisa, because the Bez in every generation has a right to darshan based on midrash HaTorah. So every time they come up with a new din, they have to throw out a previous din, because you only have 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, no, 613 mitzvahs lefi pshuta shel mikra. And whatever is drasha so Torah shebaal peh, that's extra. That's up over and above 613. So the Rambam counts as one of the mitzvahs kiddush. So the Rambam says, but kiddush, that doesn't say in the Chumash. It says, zochas yam shabbos lekatshei. Zocha means lahaskir, to mention kedusha sayyam. Is that a pshuta shel mikra? Or is that a drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh? So I would have said it's a drasha. I would have thought that zocha means to remember, not to mention. So the Rambam says no. There's a Gemara in Brochas on Daf Chof, where the Gemara says, "Nashem Chayav is Bikidush Hayom Devar Torah." So what does that phrase mean? That means that it's Mederaisa. It's not Mederabbanan. No, that a woman is just as mechuyev as a man, even though it should have been a mitzvah sasach azman grama. Women should have been pater from reciting Kiddush. But nonetheless, the Gemara says Nashim Achayiv to the same extent as the men. So it says Shulchan Aruch. If a woman says Kiddush, she's Mechuyev B'davar, she could be Moitzi a man. So the Rambam says no. It means more than that. The phrase Devar Torah means it's Pshuto Shel Mikra. I don't know where he got that from. That's what he says. That's why he's counting the mitzvah of Kiddush, because the Gemara said Nashim Achayiv is Devar Torah. Devar Torah means that Kiddush is Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's not a drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why the Rambam often will point out that a certain din is not really pshuto shel mikra. It's only divrei sofrim. The Rambam used the expression divrei sofrim as referring to Torah Shebaal Peh. Sometimes he'll call a din derabbanan divrei sofrim, and sometimes he'll refer to a drasha deraisa as divrei sofrim. Because the Rambam wrote in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah that there are five parts to the Torah Shebaal Peh. All the gzeris and the takonis, the rabbanon, it's all part of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's one kind of divrei sofrim, and then there's another kind of divrei sofrim. When the chachamim come up with a din deraisa based on yud gimel mina shatar nedrashes, man, he calls it also divrei sofrim. It's a drasha of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rambam did not count the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim every day as a mitzvah. He counts the mitzvah of sipi yitzias mitzrayim on Leil Pesach, but he does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. So the Tzlach raises the issue on that Gemara. Why didn't the Rambam count it as a mitzvah? So the simple answer is that it's a drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Pshuto Shel Mikra in the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh says you should bring a Korban Pesach. The Mantiska says, by bringing the Korban Pesach, you should always remember the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's only an additional level of interpretation of the Torah Shebaal Peh. We're not saying that it's not correct. It is correct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that any given pasuk can have two levels of interpretation. But the Rambam writes that you only, since the Beis Din in every generation has a right to add on their own drushes based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem, so he says you cannot say that the 613 mitzvahs include even drushes that were worked out by reading in between the lines. So then you're going to have more than 613. So the Pashtus is the Rama didn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. It certainly is a din deraisa, but it's based on a drasha. So whatever is not lefi pshuto shel mikra, the Ramam doesn't count. So that's what that would be perhaps the simple answer. But the Menachas Chinah quotes this question. He talks about this possibility. Maybe that's why the Rambam didn't count it, because it's not lefi pshuto shel mikra. But in the yeshivas, they say, in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, they say two different answers. So one answer is more famous, and the other one is less famous. They say, in the name of Rav Chaim, why didn't the Rambam count the simple, maybe all the three answers are correct. The simple answer is that it's a drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh. that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. And the Rambam doesn't count Roshes of Torah Shabbal Peh and Min Taryag, but they say B'Shem Rav Chaim two answers. So one answer they give is, there was a Machlokes HaTanaim, what does the word Kol come to be Marba? Matiska say, Kol Yemecha Yecha, Yemecha Yecha, Yamim Kol Yemecha Yecha, Halelos. That's a we paskin, or do you say no? Yimecha yecha elam azeh, kol yimecha yecha lahavi l'moisa Mashiach. Each one disagrees with the other one. If you hold that yimecha yecha kol is marba leilos, then l'moisa Mashiach we won't have that mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says at the end of the parak. Then you're assuming that l'moisa Mashiach you won't have the mitzvah of zechiris tzias mitzvah. See, tzias mitzvah you will have, but zechiris tzias you won't have. And if you say yimecha yecha. Then there's no chiyuv to say the third parsha balayla by Myra. You only have to say the third parsha in Kriya Shema by Yom. Kol Yimecha Yecha, Yimecha Yecha is only Hayomim and not Halelos. And the mitzvah chiyuv is Mitzrayim by Yom will even apply Los Elov and Lemos HaMashiach. So this simple Gemara, it's a double machlokes whether the chiyuv Mitzrayim will apply Lemos HaMashiach and another machlokes whether it applies Bizman Hazeh balayla. So Rav Chaim said the Rambam paskins that Yimuchu Balayla by Yom Balayla Kol Yimecha Yecha is Halayla. So the Mos HaMashiach there won't be a Chiyuv. So that's called the Hayrasha. That's a mitzvah that only applies for several thousand years, but it's not going to be Noig Loelam Vod. So the Rambam writes you only count things that are Noig L'Doros. You don't count something that's a Hayrasha. So that's the whole Cheshbon is good. The punchline is very surprised. That's called the Hayrasha. We usually assume in Pesach Mitzrayim they were instructed they had a knock on the next door neighbor's doors to ask for matonis. So that was once in the history of the world. The Rambam gives a mashal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, pick up your stick and do Kriyas Yamsu. So the Rambam says we're not going to count that in the Sefer HaMitzvos. That was once in the history of the world. Or they had to bring Karbanis lechanukas hamizbeach. That was once in the history of the world. They brought karbanis lechanukas hamizbeach, so he doesn't count that. Or chumas hameches. The Rama makes fun of the Bahag. Why the Bahag counted the mitzvah of chumas hameches? Had to give echad achuz ben achamishim, echad achuz ben chamesh hameyos. The soldiers had to give, and the tzibur had to give. So he said that was once in the history of the world when they won melchemes midyon. So they were instructed they have to give chumas hameches. Moreover, said beferish, it's not a din l'doros. So the Rambam says it doesn't belong in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He attacks the Halachas Gedolos who did include Trumas HaMelech. He says, why it's only HaRosha? So we usually assume HaRosha means a din once in the history of the world. Rav Chaim has a chiddush here that if you have a din that applied from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ad Mos HaMashiach, Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal. It won't, after Mashiach comes, the Gula Hasida, Gula Hasida will outshine the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nisim Niflos. That's also called the HaRosha. So that's a bit of a chiddush. That's the famous answer of B'Shem Rav Chaim.
What about Yisur Basar Taiva is considered a Mitzvah Shah even though it applies for 40 years? We've seen that we have Mitzvah Shah that applies.
Okay, I can understand for 40 years they were traveling in the Midbar. Okay, I can understand that too. But a mitzvah that has been applying for thousands of years because the Moshe Mashiach not going to apply, that's a bigger chiddush. The bigger stretch.
If you didn't say like that, so then would it be a violation of the
Sotara Lachem Mishneh?
Would it be a change
from
the Torah?
I don't know. Anyway, that's the famous answer of B'Shem Rav Chaim. Then Rav Soloveitchik used to say, oh, remember I once visited Rav Beryl Soloveitchik. He was talking about this. So he had a complaint. How come Rav Soloveitchik doesn't publish all the wonderful Torah that he got from his father? So I said, they just printed. And this country is Kriya Shema. So he said, what does he have there? So I said, one of the things he has is, how come you don't count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he said, oh, it's Yadua B'Shem Rav Chaim. So he knew this answer, the first answer, that we'll know. Then as Rav Soloveitchik gave another answer that he never heard of. So the other answer Rav Soloveitchik printed, so now more people know it. So the second answer he gave was, the Rambam perhaps is of the opinion, why do we say Vayomer as the third parsha of Shema? Shema Vayom Shemaya, it says B'shach B'chov Kamecha, both in Shema Vayom Shemaya. So that's Kriya Shema. So you say together Shema Vayom Shemaya. Why do we say Vayomer after the first two parshas? It's totally unrelated. The first two parshas Shema Vayam Sham because of Kriya Shema, the third parsha because of Zechias Yitzias and Sayim. So why do we decide to put them together? So some say Erachinami, that there's no kesher between them at all. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe there is a kesher. He said B'shem Rav Chaim, maybe there is a kesher. The Hainu that in Aseres Adibah says Anocha Hashem Alakecha Shehotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim. So the Ibn Ezra quotes the question from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, why doesn't Anocha Hashem Alakecha Shebarasu Shemayim Ba'aretz? Why only Yitzias Mitzrayim? So he quotes the answer from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the Jewish people had just experienced Yitzias Mitzrayim. They didn't see Briyas HaOlam. There was nobody there. Adam Arishon was there at the end. He didn't say Briyas HaOlam either. He was created after. He was the last thing in the creation before Shabbos. So they didn't see that. So the reason why the Rebbeinu Shlomo said Anocha Hashem Alakecha Shehotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the people experienced it and they knew with their own, they saw with their own eyes that this is true. That God exists and that God has power, has control over everything in the world. And there's such a thing as the Holy Ikori Hamuna were demonstrated at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's why the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Zechiras Mitzrayim is to remind us that we, our ancestors, saw Yitzias Mitzrayim, and all the Ikari Hamunah were demonstrated to them at that time. And Kriya Shema Deraisa means you have to be Mekabel al Malchus Shemayim, Mekabel al Mitzvahs. So the existence of God and God's power, and that God sent us prophets, and that God rewards the righteous and punishes the wicked, and he knows what's happening, all the 13 principles of faith, everything was demonstrated to the Jewish people on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there are two different mitzvahs. That's the reason why the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Not because it's a Hirah Hashah. No. It's one mitzvah together, like the Ibn Ezra says, Asher HaTzisich HaMiyaretz Mitzrayim is the Achacha HaNanochi Hashem Elokecha. So that's what we do also. We mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in connection with Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim, because through the Yitzias Mitzrayim that we experienced, that's how we got to know all of these Ikari HaMunah. That was Rav Soloveitchik's B'shem Rav Chaim, the second answer, why the Rambam didn't count it as a separate mitzvah. The Gemara says later that the same with there's a Sov Zman Kriya Shema in the morning, and Kriya Shema Shal Shachar. The Gemara says that Sov Zman Kriya Shema applies even with respect to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Shah Gassari discusses that, why should that be so? Why should I have the same Zman? B'shach b'chav kamecha, when people are waking up in the morning, that says by Kriya Shema. It doesn't say b'negeti Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Shah Gassari thinks maybe it's only midirabbanan by Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Rav Soloveitchik said, I don't know, based on Rav Chaim, maybe this is part of what Rav Chaim said. No, it's one and the same mitzvah. Kabbalah Samachu Shaman Ma'ayadei Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's one mitzvah to say all the three parshios. And in fact, you look, the Prima Gadim is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, on the Taz and the Magen Avraham and Aruch Chaim, and on the Taz and the Shach and Yerideya. So Prima Gadim has Psicha Galelas. Some people study the Psicha Galelas, fantastic work. And then he has the Psicha Tilchas, Kriya Shema Psicha Tilchas, Tfila Psicha Tilchas, Shabbos Psicha Tilchas, Pesach, separate Psicha, the Psicha Tilchas, Kriya Shema. He quotes a machlekes Rishonim, how much if one should assume that Kriya Shema is deraisa, some Rishonim hold Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. If one should assume that Kriya Shema is deraisa, how much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? So he's, the Prima Gadim thinks that there seem to be four opinions. So he says Rashi's opinion in the beginning of the Sif, the Rashi's opinion seems to be that only Parsha Rishayna is deraisa. And when it says B'shach Kuchmecha in the Parsha Shniyah, that's referring to Talmud Torah. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and they hold no, that B'shach v'kamech on both the first and the second parsha means that the both parshas are deraisa. We'll have to see how that's relevant over here. The Rambam writes, what constitutes Kriya Shema? He says, all the three parshas. So what do you mean, all the three parshas? Vayomer has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Vayomer is a different mitzvah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. No, the Rambam's opinion is that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is to enhance the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. If the mitzvah Kriya Shema would have been, if you would have said Kriya Shema lav deraisa, so what does it mean, the mitzvah Kriya Shema means Talmud Torah, So Talmud Torah, learn Noshim and Ezek and Kodesh and Torah, learn whatever you want. It has nothing to do with Kabbalah, Salmach, or Shammai. But once you say that the Raman Pasuk Kriya Shema is their Raisa, then the nature of the mitzvah is different. It's not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is another mitzvah. Nature of the mitzvah is Kabbalah, Salmach, or Shammai. Al Yedei Zechiris, Tzias Mitzrayim. So it's one and the same mitzvah. So the third parsha is an integral part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. There are three parshias that are needed their Raisa. And then the fourth opinion, how much is their Raisa, is the Ramban and the Machamnas holds that only Pasuk Rishon is their Raisa. Where did he get that only Pasuk Rishon is their Raisa? So it's based on the Gemara in the second Perek. The Gemara says, The Gemara says, you only need Kavanah for the different opinions. How much do you need Kavanah for? So Rebbe's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's opinion, you only need Kavanah for Pasuk Rishon. The rest does need kavanah. How come you don't need kavanah for the rest? The posh pshat in the Gemara is at kan kavanah salev. You have to have kavanah pirush amilus for the first pasuk rishon. So the Ramban explains that there is a machlokes in the Gemara. There are two different sugyas, one in Pesachim and one in Rosh Hashanah, where the mitzvah and brachas later, where the mitzvah tzichus kavanah, mitzvah sein tzichus kavanah. And the Gemara in Pesachim quotes different sources, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah quotes different sources. So Tosfos says, how come they didn't quote all the sources together? So Tosfos says they're two different sugyas. The Gemara in Pesachim is discussing Mara Bizman Hazeh. Mara Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanim. So Gemara has a discussion whether mitzvah Sichas Kavanah on a mitzvah Rabbanim. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is talking about on a mitzvah Deraisa. Kiyah Shofar is Deraisa on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So they're two different machlokes. You can hold mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. A mitzvah is their ice and a mitzvah is their abonah, because the mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. So take the Magen Avraham paskens like that in Hilchas Kriyashma, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this machlokes, how do you paskin whether the mitzvah is tzrichas kavanah, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah? Person did a mitzvah and he wasn't paying attention. He wasn't thinking that he wanted to be a mitzvah. He thought he's gonna go hit kiyas later. Let's say he's walking in the street and he hit kiyas shofar. He knows today is Rosh Hashanah, he knows he got to blow shofar, but he didn't really have a mind to be yotzei. And then he doesn't feel well, that he can't go to shul. Does he have to have somebody blow shofar again for him? But he's saying, no, he was already yotzei in the morning. Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavan. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, how do we pass? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz and the Tshuva, who makes a compromise, the mitzvah is the Reis of Tzrichas Kavanah, the mitzvah is the Rabbanah and Tzrichas Kavanah, because Taisa said the two different sugyas. The two different sugyas brought different rayas. So that's the one who said that before the Radvaz was born was the Ramban. Ramban has it in the Machamis. And the second paragraph said, why did Rebbe hold that you have to have Kavanah only Pasuk Rishon? Because Pasuk Rishon is the rice, and the rest Kriya Shema is Lab the rice. Even though it says, where does it say B'shoch B'chol Kumecha? That's not the next Pasuk after Shema Yisrael Shem Echad. After Hashem Akecha has other things over there. That's later it says b'shach b'chav kumecha, but nonetheless it only refers to the pasuk rishon. You're only mechuyev menatar to say pasuk rishon. That's what the Ramban says. One could really argue with the Ramban. The Gemara says pasuk rishon needs kavanas pirish amilas. That's kavanas pirish amilas, not tzrichas mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. Mitzvah kavanah is the shadow. They need kavanah lotzes. They have to have in mind that by listening to the tekiyas, by eating the matzah, by saying this pasuk, that you're in fulfillment of this mitzvah. But it's really unrelated to the topic of mitzvah sichas kavanah. So the Ramban bavarns that. So he says, and don't tell me that the two different kavanahs, one is kavanahs pirush amilus, and one is kavanahs kiyam amitzvah. He thinks that that's not a valid argument. Any yeshiva bacha would say right away, it doesn't make sense, they're two different kavanahs. So the Ramban says, no, that's not a valid argument. The one is dependent on the other. If the din would be that you don't need kavanah lotzeis, then it would not be reasonable to require kavanahs pirush amilas. But once the din is that you don't need kavanah lotzeis, then huadinami, you don't need kavanahs pirush amilas. I'm not sure exactly why it's totally zedizeh. I would have thought the other way, that it's not totally zedizeh. So those are the four opinions that the Prima Gordon quotes in his Psicha Teilchus. Kriya Shema, he says, there are four opinions, Granny. If one assumes that Kriya Shema is their Isa, how much is their Isa? So Rashi's opinion here on the Mishnah, that only Parsha Rishayna is their Isa. When it says, B'shach Bo Kamecha and V'yoyim Shemaya, there it means, that means the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, only in the first Parsha. That's why Rashi comes. Rashi's bothered with the problem. We daven Ma'ariv so early. The meaning in the days of Rashi and Tosfos, they used to daven Ma'ariv right after the Shkia, and it was before Tzeis HaKochav. So you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema, because the Mishnah, we probably pasken like the Mishnah. No, the Mishnah says you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema till after Tzeis HaKochavim. So Rashi says you're right. They talk not Yotzei Kriya Shema. You have to say it again later. So we are Yotzei when we say Kriya Shema Alamita. But the Gemara says you only say Parsha Rishayna when you say Kriya Shema Alamita. So Rashi says that's all you have to do is Parsha Rishayna. Why? Because when you say Kriya Shema Ben Ashmashes, the Rishalmi says that you're not Yotzei if you said before Tzeis HaKochavim, according to the Mishnah, because Ben Ashmashes is Safik Yam Safik Laila and Safik Deraisa Luchumra. Yeah, but Safik Derabana Lekula. So the Parsha Rishayna, that's Deraisa. So there you say Safik Deraisa Luchumra. So you have to repeat Parsha Rishayna. But Parsha Shni is only the Rabbanan, so Safik Derabana Lekula. Tosfos argues with Rashi, and Tosfos says, if you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema, so you should repeat both the first and the second parasha. Because Tosfos thinks that if Kriya Shema is deraisa, you need the both parashas, Shema v'Hayom Shema, both deraisa. That seems to be the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos here. How much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? Rashi thinks parasha Rishayna, and Tosfos thinks that the first two parashas. What about Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim? That's deraisa. No, that's deraisa. So why shouldn't you say that you're not Yotzei during this man of Ben Ashmoshes? Safik deraisa lechumra. It's a question whether it belongs in the Sefer Mitzvah, doesn't belong, but it's certainly a drasha. It's certainly a drasha deraisa. It's a real din deraisa. How come you yotze during this man of Ben Ashmasha? So that the Rabbeinu Yonah on the first daf explains. He says in Nevis, you see, by Kriya Shema it says b'shach b'cha uvukumecha. So b'shach b'cha, we're going to interpret that it means balayla. Vukumecha means bayom. Bayom balayla. You have to say Kriya Shema Bayom Balayla. So Ben Ashmashes is Safik Yam Safik Laila. So the Yerushalmi says Safik Deraisa Luchumra, you're not Yotzei during this man of Ben Ashmashes, you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema. How do you know it says B'shach B'chav Kumecha? So B'shach B'chav means Balayla. How do you know that you have to say Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim Bayom Balayla? Because the Pasuk says Kol. How does it say? L'mantiska says Kol Yimei Chayecha. So Yimechayecha Hayamim, Ko Yimechayecha is marbe some additional Zman, other than Yom. So who says the Kol is a Ribuy? So marbe, who says that Kol means has to be Balayla? After Shkia is a new Zman of Ben Ashmashes. Ben Ashmashes is not just, we don't know where to end the day and to begin the night. Ben Ashmashes is a new unit of Zman. Ben Ashmashes is a new unit. That's how the Ritva in Yuma has like that. Ben Ashmashes is a different kind of a suffix. It has properties of Yom and properties of Laila. It's both Yom and Laila. Whenever you have a tie to the Sasri, you treat it as if it were a suffix, but it's not really a suffix. It's not that there's Yom and Laila, and we can't figure out where the Yom ends and where the Laila begins. No, there's Yom and there's Laila and there's Ben Ashmash. It has both. So it's a new Zman. So that's what the Ben Yen is Mashman, the first daf on Brachas. That Kol Yimechayecha, Yimechayecha, Yam, Kol Yimechayecha, Halilos, is marba an additional zman, a time unit. Time unit can be after the shkia. It's already a new time unit. It's already higia, a new time unit. In fact, there's a bir hagro. The Vilna Gaon, usually the children of the Vilna Gaon wrote that when their father passed away, he left a few notebooks. He wrote the bir hagro on the Shulchan Aruch. So usually, in the first couple notebooks, he just gave Mar Mekaymus in Shulchan Aruch. He was a descendant of the one who wrote the Be'er HaGoyla, and he assumes that you're reading the Be'er HaGoyla, and then he's adding on to the Be'er HaGoyla. A lot of times the Vilna Gaon assumes that you're reading the Be'er HaGoyla first. Be'er HaGoyla gives you the Mar Mekaymus for the whole Sif, and the Vilna Gaon will give you the Mar Mekaymus for every phrase in the Sif. Sometimes a nuance in the Sif is a Tosfos, a Mordechai, or something. So it'll give you. Be'er HaGoyla just gives general marmakaymus. The Vilna Gaon gives more. So in the first few notebooks that they use from the Vilna Gaon, the Be'er HaGoyla just gives marmakaymus. He never gives his own opinion. Then there was a third notebook where he gives his own opinions. So they put them all in together in Or HaChaim. In the other Halakim, in Choshen Mishpat and Ebenezer, they'll always identify the third notebook. I think was called the Likud. So the Likut, they'll write in the beginning, Likut Ad Kan. This is from the third notebook. That's always when you have the Vilna Gaon's Achrois. Most of the time he doesn't give Achrois. He just gives you Mar Mekaymus, what the sheet is based on, what the other sheet is based on. So here in Reish Samach Aleph, there's a very long Bira Gro where he gives you his opinion and he mows everybody else down. He says that Taisus is wrong and this one is wrong and all the Rishonim are wrong and there's a Girs and the Gemara is wrong and everything is wrong. And he says the Psak that you have to follow, the Pshat that you have to follow is the following. What does he write? Aval Acher Ho'iyo Nirali Ho'iker Shein Lozos Mimenu. And he says a mistake over here, and Taisa made a mistake, this one made a mistake. So he's giving you his sheet about Bein HaShmashes, Taisa Kohan. So he says, on the first daf in Brochas, you have the din, that's a Reish Samach Aleph, a famous Bir Agro. So on the first daf in Brochas, you have the din, Taisa on the top of Amud Beis, quotes, it's a Mishnah Negoim. It says, Negoim Perek Yudalim. So the Mishnah says that there are three dinim where it's relevant that the person has to be tohar. To eat Maaseh Sheni, you have to be tohar. To eat Truma, you have to be tohar. And to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and to eat Korbanos, you have to be tohar. But the three different levels of tahara are required. So in order to, the Mishnah's Lashon is Tavol V'Yolo, if the person goes to the mikveh and he comes out, he didn't have Hayra Shemesh yet, is Zoichel B'Maaseh Sheni. A Tome is not permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni. When you say Videi Maaseh, you say, I did not consume the Maaseh Sheni in the state of Tumah. So as long as he went to the mikveh, even though he didn't yet have Hayra Shemesh, he's sufficiently Tohar for the purpose of eating Maaseh Sheni. For the purpose of eating Truma, that's not sufficient. You have to have Uvah Shemesh V'Tahir. Whenever the person is Tohar in the mikveh, let's say he became Tomei 25 years ago, but he never went to the mikveh. So when he goes to the mikveh today, you have to wait till Harav Shemesh, the Tzeisa Kochav and following. That's what it says in all of our Gemaras. The Vilna Gaon thinks that that's a misprint. That's what it says in all the Gemaras, that you can't eat Vah Shemesh V'Toher, that you have to wait till Tzeisa Kochav. That's Harav Shemesh. And then in order to eat Korbanos, or in order to enter the Beis HaMikdash, you have to, there are abo mechusri kapor, zav zavi aledes and mitzora, even after the tovel and the mikveh, and after they experience the Irish Shemesh, the Tzeisa Kachavim, but you still have to bring korbanos on the next day. So until they bring the korbanos, they're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and if they do, the Chayv Koris, learn that from a pasuk, mechusri kippurim is considered tomei with respect to achilas kotshim, and with respect to knisa the Beis HaMikdash. Those people who go into the Harabayis, so they go to mikveh. You don't need Harav Shemesh to go into the Harabayis. To go into the Azori, do need Harav Shemesh. Let's say a person goes to mikveh, person goes to the mikveh and he's tohar, and before he has Harav Shemesh, he wants to walk into the Azori. So the Gemara says, you're chayv karis. You're not allowed to. But to go into the Harabayis, you don't need Harav Shemesh for that. And the inner midrabbah, they divided Harabais into three different parts, and the inner parts of Tvil Yom is not allowed to go. But the outer parts of the Harabais, they left it on a din derais. So the Vilna Gaon has, okay, we'll leave off here, maybe we'll continue tomorrow. The Vilna Gaon, the Reish Samach Aleph, has a unique shita. I don't know if anybody agrees with him. He has a unique shita about what Harav Shemesh means. So he says, Mikra din, you can eat Truma during Bein HaShmashes. We'll have to finish it off tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow this year is usually on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. This year is at a 12:45. Today was the Yotzim at HaKlal because we had the Kaina de Plaza. And then usually on Thursday, this year is a 10:45 to 12:15. And then on Sunday this year normally is 11:30 till 1, unless there's some Yotzim at HaKlal. Okay.
According to it's really possible that benching, someone has a subject by benching to go back to
the
city.
Wouldn't that be hard?